This is John Batchelor. I spoke with my colleague Bill Whalen of the Hoover Institution about Governor Newsom's initiative to form a task force in September 2020 to look at the question of reparations and other repairs for the families of California whose lives and families damaged by the legacy of slavery from the 19th century. The report, not yet on the governor's desk, looks to be complicated for the legislature of California because the report calls on it also to act. Bill gives us the history of how the very liberal state of California has responded to questions such as reparations, such as equality, such as affirmative action. Here's Bill. On the basis of what? I mean, all of a sudden, are we going to do cost accounting or something?
Well, let's qualify liberal California, John, here, because another aspect of what the task force is expected to recommend to the legislature, John, is they want to do away with Proposition 209, which was passed in 1996, John, that added racial quotas and university admissions and public hiring. Well, there was a ballot measure on 2020, John, Proposition 16, which sought to undermine Prop 209. It was voted down. About 58% of Californians voted against that. Yes, very progressive Democratic California. Almost 60% of voters said no to bringing back affirmative action. So, again, this is the problematic aspect of Newsom signing off on this deal. It's just going to upset voters in all sorts of ways. So, again, it's a tricky topic. And don't think just because California is decidedly left of center almost all the way off the stage that it will go in favor for this. I think the politics are far more complicated.
On the basis of what? I mean, all of a sudden, are we going to do cost accounting or something?
Well, let's qualify liberal California, John, here, because another aspect of what the task force is expected to recommend the legislature, John, is they want to do away with Proposition 209, which was passed in 1996, John, that added racial quotas and university admissions and public hiring. Well, there was a ballot measure on 2020, John, Proposition 16, which sought to undermine Prop 209. It was voted down. About 58% of Californians voted against that. Yes, very progressive Democratic California. Almost 60% of voters said no to bringing back affirmative action. So, again, this is the problematic aspect of Newsom signing off on this deal. It's just going to upset voters in all sorts of ways. So, again, it's a tricky topic. And don't think just because California is decidedly left of center almost all the way off the stage that it will go in favor for this. I think the politics are far more complicated.
I'm John Batchelor.